This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? I'm Candace Dillard-Bassett, and you may know me from my time on The Real Housewives of Potomac or as a part of the latest cast of The Traitors.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus.
On our podcast, Undomesticated, we don't just say the quiet parts out loud. We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you into the chaos.
If you're ready for bold takes, real talk, and a little fun, come join us.
Listen to and follow Undomesticated, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. I am so grateful that you stick and stay with us because we have a great lineup tonight. Matt Hanna is going to join us first, but we got to listen to this song. Check it out. That is just one of the songs from Matt Hanna. Third LP called House of Illusion, and he is joining us right now. How are you, Matt?
Great. How are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
Glad to have you. You have a new album called House of Illusion, and it's even better than the previous amazing release, Dreamland, that did well in 2017. So I'm just curious to know, what is the difference between the two?
You know, I think, so we had the same personnel in the same studio, but that was really pretty deliberate on my part because I wanted to go into the space and feel more relaxed and like I knew the place. And I think for me, the biggest difference, I would say, is just I really wanted that delivery to feel much more comfortable this time. So I felt we kind of got something that more like that this time.
Very cool. So as you sit and relax and fall into your success of this, what you are expecting, I know that it was released, I believe, on March 11th. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right.
And so the band that you played with at the Astor Cafe, which was Matt Petrick, Eric Koskinen, J.T. Bates, whom I know, and Aaron Fabrini, whom I know, I'm just wondering, were you excited about it? Just listening to the music, the brand new music in that space must have been exhilarating.
Yeah, it was really, really wonderful playing with those guys. I felt like almost today, I just sort of felt like I came down a little bit from it.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, wonderful to watch them take that, take the music to different places. You know, I almost just kept kind of as a listener looking forward to what you know, people were going to do next.
Yeah, and you decided to call it House of Illusion. Tell me why.
Well, you know, I mean, on a sort of simple level, it felt like a good title when I'd written a song called that. But as I sort of worked through the album and worked through all the different songs I had, I started to realize there were a lot of houses actually in these songs. And it just seemed to be thematically right for the project. And, you know, we were all stuck in our houses. So I think I was thinking about that. So it had a lot of little links in there.
You know, so many have been writing about the leftover pain or success of the variant and even COVID. Yeah. And people are talking about it in their music, but in a very different way, really about how it changes them. Are there any songs on the album that really talks about how you have changed?
You know, I was kind of, when I was making it, I was thinking, I think I, like everybody, it was influencing what I was doing, being at home a lot. And I didn't want to be too direct, like you were saying, because I thought, oh, no, you know, probably by the time this comes out, nobody will want to think about it anymore. But Lost and Found, I think, was a song where I think kind of the genesis of it was I was walking with my daughter and we were passing the playground and that she just used to play on, it was like roped off, you know, and something about that just kind of affected me. And I started that idea of just sort of living in the lost and found came to me, you know, and I started thinking a little bit about that, how we were sort of living in this other sort of lost world for a while where everything was closed down.
So is this a personal album for you, more personal than the previous?
Yeah, I think so. I think because, I mean, they're all personal for me, but I think with this one, there were definitely, I thought a lot about my stories, like my personal experiences. So some of the songs, like there's a song that's just about, debated whether to use it, but just about working in a guitar store, you know? And, right. And it was, you know, it really was a story just about my experience. And there's a number of songs like that on there, so it felt the most personal to me.
I'm not going to ask the question of what were you doing during COVID, because it sounds like you were writing, because you are a writer, you know. But here's the thing. When you have gone through the journeys of the last 2 years, and you have made it through, and you've come up with this beautiful album, and people are already talking about it, where do you go next? Do you say to yourself, okay, I already have the idea for the next album, or do you just say, let me stop for a minute, breathe, and figure out, is there another direction I'm supposed to take?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I think for me, last time I started, when I started this project and I'd finished the last one, I kind of thought, okay, what's the next thing? And I sort of found that I had to, like, I kept thinking in my mind is I did A, B, C, and I'm trying to jump to E, and I have to kind of go from C to D. And I have to start where I am and go to the next thing from that point, but still do something different. And it took me a long time with this one. Actually, that song, House of Illusion, was when I thought, okay, that's a new idea, you know? And it was several years into working on it where I felt like, okay, we're finding something new. So I hope it goes faster this time, but I'm not making any bets on it.
Okay, so I'm assuming as I look at the band members and what they play, what instruments they play, I only see next to your name vocals. Were there any other singers on doing some background vocals?
Yeah, Matt Patrick sang backup on a few songs with me as well. Yep.
All right, Matt and Matt, there you go.
Yeah, the two Matts, that's right.
There you go. Okay, so as you are looking forward, I know this album has already been released. Where's the next concert at? When can we see you?
I'm going to be at the Sociable Cider Works in Northeast Minneapolis, April 7th. So I'll be there at 6:30.
April 7th, 6:30. Sociable what?
Cider Works.
Cider Works. We come up with some names, don't we? That could be the name of a band, by the way. It really could.
That's right. That sounds right.
Yeah, so I really appreciate you joining us tonight. Congratulations on this brand new project called House of Illusion. If people want to know where to go to get it, what do you say?
You can find it any sort of normal retailers online. My site is Matt Hanna Music, HANNAH music.com, and you can also get it from me there too. I have a store section.
Wow. And by the way, congratulations. Your wife is management, so you guys must get along great.
That's right.
Not all can do it, darling. Not all can do it. Matt Hanna, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. We'll be back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? I'm Candace Dillard-Bassett, and you may know me from my time on The Real Housewives of Potomac or as a part of the latest cast of The Traitors.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus.
On our podcast, Undomesticated, we don't just say the quiet parts out loud, we're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you into the chaos.
If you're ready for bold takes, real talk, and a little fun, come join us.
Listen to and follow Undomesticated, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I just have to listen for a minute with that. That's Jimmy Buffett, of course. And there is a new show at the Old Lock Theater called Jimmy Buffett's Escape to Margaritaville. And when I heard this, I got pretty excited about it because so many people love Jimmy Buffett's music. He was all over the place. And this is an Excelsior Entertainment production, which kind of surprised me. But Escape to Margaritaville features both Jimmy Buffett and original songs with a story that revolves around a part-time bartender slash singer who falls for a career-minded tourist. Welcome to Margaritaville, where people come to get away from it all and stay to find something they never expected. Get ready for a hilarious and heartwarming musical with the most unforgettable songs from one of the music's greatest storytellers. And that is absolutely it. I mean, that's the perfect way to put it. So thank you so much for that. Eric Morris is joining us to talk about the show and how it came to be. Eric, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, Gerilyn. Good to be with you again.
Great to have you back. Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville. Brilliant. Tell me how this all came to be.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of one of the hot regional tickets right now, you know, on Broadway, roughly eight years ago or so. And it's the culmination of a couple sitcom writers, Michael Malley and Greg Garcia, and then Jimmy Buffett's wonderful, wonderful catalog of songs, and they put together a musical that does a very whimsical and wonderful job of crafting a plot that has many, many, many plot points that are based around Jimmy Buffett songs. So I mean, the Margaritaville Hotel and Bar is where most of the action takes place. There's of course an active volcano on the island, so of course we get the song Volcano, which is one of Jimmy's most popular songs. It's about two, like we said, a career-minded tourist is taking her best friend down to the island for a bachelorette getaway. Of course, the bachelorette is in a very, very toxic relationship with a fiance that's forcing her to be on a diet, and she's not allowed to eat cheeseburgers. So of course she's going down to paradise to have some cheeseburgers, and of course there's a big production number of Cheeseburger in Paradise. So I mean, it's really, really, it's very fun. I think they do such a great job of I don't want to say this in a bad way, but they don't take themselves too seriously, which is kind of what Jimmy did, and I think the plot is more focused on giving the audience a great time and using Jimmy Buffett's wonderful lyrics, wonderful fun songs, and just kind of his state of mind of, you know, breathing in, breathing out, and moving on. And they make a plot surrounding that. So it's just a whole lot of fun.
And how long is it playing at the Old Lock Theater?
Yeah, so this is the end of August. So we open previews on April 1st. We open on April 2nd, and then we close August the 27th. So plenty of time to come out and have a few margaritas, put on a Hawaiian shirt, maybe even, you know, put on a crazy, crazy parrot hat, and you can become a parrot head, if you will.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what this play is all about. I mean, I love the funny musicals and funny, and you wouldn't call this a musical, but I would, because it says it's called Escape to Margaritaville. Usually they would say the musical, but it's not a musical, right? It's a play with music.
No, it's definitely a musical, for sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, there's definitely dialogue, and there's book scenes, but no, it is certainly, there's over 20 Jimmy Buffett songs in here. So they come and they're woven into the plot, and the characters are singing them. So, I mean, it does at times feel like, you know, it feels like a concert, but no, it's absolutely a musical. And there's some odes to your classic kind of musical theater, Broadway style, you know, images in there too. You know, there's some dancing zombies. I know that seems really weird, but they've been under the ground of the Margaritaville Hotel and Bar, and they do a big production number. And even though Jimmy Buffett's, you know, not a huge like song and dance man, there's definitely some traditional musical theater style numbers, and you're gonna see things that are definitely reminiscent reminiscent of your traditional musical. So, yeah, it's a Jimmy Buffett musical is totally what it is.
Love his music. Here's my challenge. As a big, thick, beautiful woman, I am concerned about, you know, teasing someone that is, you know, eating cheeseburgers, won't let her eat cheeseburgers, and all of that would probably be really funny. But I'm just wondering, when you have been as a director, did you look at that and think, you know, maybe that's not a good idea to put that piece in, but it's already in the piece?
You know, it is in the piece, and I think that it's, again, Jimmy's just the, it's such a celebration of life and human connection, and I think the way that they portray the character Tammy and her relationship with her just awful fiancé Chad, and she goes down to Margaritaville and she meets someone who she connects with, and that really, really just, you know, accepts her for who she is and empowers her and just makes her feel like a, you know, completely, you know, free and wonderful human. And she can just enjoy life the way that she wants to enjoy life. And I think it's, again, more of a celebration of looking at life and taking out the toxic parts of your life and just really, really experiencing a human connection. And I think it's actually a celebration of everything that is human and unique about these characters, rather than, you know, something that seems a little, you know, offsetting and making fun of someone. It's more of a, you know, again, an empowering piece in that way.
Well, I sure wish you well with this. There are, what, 15 actors? I think the cast is full of about 15.
And 15 actors and a live band of six that'll be on stage.
Okay, and what is the character's name for the girl who can't eat the cheeseburgers?
Tammy is her name.
Tammy.
And Amanda, yeah, Tammy, yes, her name is Tammy, yes, and Rachel is the other main character. Tully is the singer bartender, and he's kind of a little bit of the person in the play who probably represents Jimmy Buffett the most. So there is somebody who kind of is walking in his flip-flops, if you will.
Well, there you go. It's a pleasure having you on. I wish you well. Tell us where to get tickets.
Yeah, you can go to oldlog.com, and then our phone number, if you'd rather use that, is 952-474-5951.
Oh, wow, same number they've had for years. That's awesome. Well done.
Same.
All right. I hope I get out there, Eric. I've been trying to get out for certain things all year long so far, but I really have not gotten to any plays. So I'm hoping I get to come see you guys.
Well, this is a good one. Come out and you can waste away in Margaritaville with us.
There you go. I'll gladly do it. You take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks, Jalen. Good talking to you.
You too. That was Eric Morris, director of Jimmy Buffett's Escape to Margaritaville. We're going to take a break and be back. Ah, love this voice. Love this singing. And of course, my sister girlfriend is joining us to talk about all that she does, like sing Barbara Streisand songs and has a show. I mean, it's just amazing. So here she is, my dear friend, Patty Peterson. Seriously, we are sister girlfriends. Am I right?
You are so right, and we won't divulge how many decades we've been sister girlfriends. How about that?
I know. It has been many. In fact, I'm doing great. I know that you're doing great. And that commercial that you heard earlier, it sounded like one of the commercials we would have done back in the 80s and 90s. And I'm listening to it going, oh my gosh, I'm so glad they played that particular one, because it reminded me of all of us in the studio together. And you were the one. You were the one that kind of took me in, and Kathy Cuddy. And it was a big group of us that did commercial work. But I want to tell the audience all the other things that they don't know about you. Now, many of them know that you I have been a radio talk show host for how many years now? Good Lord, you've been for a long time.
Radio business. 25 years I've been in the radio business, and I was with WCCO close to 7 years and loved every minute of it. It was the most incredible education. I took a little time off, and then now I am doing a lot of work with the Minneapolis jazz station called Jazz 88. And I not only host jazz shows, and that's the kind of music that I was raised on from my mother, Jeannie Erlyn Peterson, and Willie Peterson, of course, and they worked at CCO Radio before live music or before canned music came in. But anyway, I'm also, you know, I host a really special show called Minnesota Jazz Legends, The Elders. And so I still get to do my talk radio piece with shows like that. So thanks for pointing all of that out. I do all of that in addition to still loving to sing, and I know you do too.
Yeah, but I also want to say that you've been an actress, as some many people don't know that, and a model. And so out of all the things that you have done, I know that music is the most important to you and your family. Tell us about how you have grown over these 25 or more years when it comes to music, because I think you can sing everything from jazz to classical to, you know, R&B. I mean, you are a wailing child, honey. You truly are.
Well, thank you for saying all of that. When we were raised, we were listening to people like Ella Fitzgerald, Oscar Peterson, Nancy Wilson. We really cut our teeth on jazz because it was the popular music at the time. But in my teens, I got into R&B, Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, Tower of Power, and started singing that kind of music until my late 20s when I was back singing the Great American Songbook. But one person that stood out and the people that I would listen to in my youth was this girl that my cousins would play who did the most incredible show tunes, who kind of sang through her nose, and her name is Barbra Streisand. And I loved her so much. Streisand was one who really impacted me, and I remember memorizing her third album, and there were some of the Great American Songbook standards I still sing today as time goes by, time after time, Just in Time, Melancholy Baby. She had such a fantastic repertoire beyond just the show tunes. So when it came time, because the Twin Cities really loves their tribute shows, when it came time to picking one, I was encouraged to do this by some of my singing friends, and one in particular named Amy Lee. And I started this show about 5 years ago. Sean Turner is my musical director, an incredible pianist. I know that he has played for you as well. And Barbra Streisand is just one that people love from the beginning of her career to her contemporary pieces, songs with the Bee Gees, singing Kenny Loggins songs, A Star is Born, Evergreen, Yentl, and more. And so that's what my show at Chan Hessen Dinner Theater is going to be about.
Okay, so this is all happening at Chan Hessen on April 3rd. Again, like you said, Memories, the music of Barbra Streisand. You have successfully put this show out there, and I expect you to tour it all over the world. Are you considering that?
Well, I'm just starting to tour it in some different cities right now. Of course, we've all had that hiccup musically because of sheltering at home. But we look forward to being able to do this show in more locations. But what I really want is to be able to sing this for my wonderful people in the Twin Cities. And so I'm really looking forward to that. And Chan Hessen Dinner Theater really makes it comfortable to come out and see a show in their theaters. So, you know, I love being at home at Chan Hessen Dinner Theater. So there you go.
Now, I listen to Barbra Streisand, and I don't often hear background singers. You know, some of her biggest hits, maybe, yeah. But not all of her music. You know, she has a lot of solos on her albums. Do I have that right?
Right. I would say that that's very, very true. And the contemporary music that I alluded to, you know, A Star is Born, there were background vocalists as well as with the Bee Gees, needless to say. But the first half of my show is really me and Sean and the band. And I do one duet in that first half. And the second half is solo work for the first four songs. And then the rest of it, I bring singers out to be with me as well as we move forward in her years as a singer. And we do, you know, some of those that classic ones that you would expect to hear. But the solo work, yes, I had a very interesting compliment after I sang this show the last time. And that is that each and every song is a showpiece in itself when you choose to travel through the life and music of Barbra Streisand. So guess what? I have to really take good care of myself to make sure I'm in good voice, because when you pay tribute to someone like that, You can't mess around. You got to do it right. So there you go.
I was at one of your events. Excuse me for interrupting, but at one of your shows, and it wasn't Barbara Streisand. And I heard you with Cookie Coleman, I think it was, when you guys did some Streisand songs. Am I correct about that?
Well,
was it a Streisand?
That was a Bacharach show.
That's it.
Wrote for everybody. That's exactly. So Carpenters, Streisand, so many different people. And this has kind of been in my craw to do this particular theme show, Streisand in particular, because she's just so powerful. And the thing that's wonderful about Streisand is she has been a director, an actress, you know, a Grammy Award winning talent. And, you know, there's not many people who can claim that they are an EGOT. And when I was studying up on her, I went, what in the world is an EGOT? Won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. And so there you go. She's just got this great, great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? I'm Candace Dillard-Bassett, and you may know me from my time on The Real Housewives of Potomac or as a part of the latest cast of The Traitors.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus.
On our podcast, Undomesticated, we don't just say the quiet parts out loud. We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you into the chaos.
If you're ready for bold takes, real talk, and a little fun, come join us.
Listen to and follow Undomesticated, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, love this voice, love this singing. And of course, my sister girlfriend is joining us to talk about all that she does, like sing Barbara Streisand songs and has a show. I mean, it's just amazing. So here she is, my dear friend, Patty Peterson. Seriously, we are sister girlfriends. Am I right?
You are so right. And we won't divulge how many decades we've been sister girlfriends. How about that?
I know. It has been many. In fact, I'm doing great. I know that you're doing great. And that commercial that you heard earlier, it sounded like one of the commercials we would have done back in the 80s and 90s. And I'm listening to it going, oh my gosh, I'm so glad they played that particular one because it reminded me of all of us in the studio together. And you were the one. You were the one that kind of took me in, and Kathy Cuddy. And it was a big group of us that did commercial work. But I want to tell the audience all the other things that they don't know about you. Now, many of them know that you I have been a radio talk show host for how many years now? Good Lord, you've been for a long time.
Radio business. 25 years I've been in the radio business, and I was with WCCO close to 7 years and loved every minute of it. It was the most incredible education. I took a little time off, and then now I am doing a lot of work with the Minneapolis jazz station called Jazz 88. And I not only host jazz shows, and that's the kind of music that I was raised on from my mother, Jeannie Erlyn Peterson, and Willie Peterson, of course, and they worked at CCO Radio before live music or before canned music came in. But anyway, I'm also, you know, I host a really special show called Minnesota Jazz Legends, The Elders. And so I still get to do my talk radio piece with shows like that. So thanks for pointing all of that out. I do all of that in addition to still loving to sing, and I know you do too.
Yeah, but I also want to say that you've been an actress, as some many people don't know that, and a model. And so out of all the things that you have done, I know that music is the most important to you and your family. Tell us about how you have grown over these 25 or more years when it comes to music, because I think you can sing everything from jazz to classical to, you know, R&B. I mean, you are a wailing child, honey. You truly are.
Well, thank you for saying all of that. When we were raised, we were listening to people like Ella Fitzgerald, Oscar Peterson, Nancy Wilson. We really cut our teeth on jazz because it was the popular music at the time. But in my teens, I got into R&B, Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, Tower of Power, and started singing that kind of music until my late 20s when I was back singing the Great American Songbook. But one person that stood out in the people that I would listen to in my youth was this girl that my cousins would play who did the most incredible show tunes, who kind of sang through her nose, and her name is Barbra Streisand. And I loved her so much. Streisand was one who really impacted me, and I remember memorizing her third album, and there were some of the Great American Songbook standards I still sing today as time goes by, time after time, Just in Time, Melancholy Baby. She had such a fantastic repertoire beyond just the show tunes. So when it came time, because the Twin Cities really loves their tribute shows, when it came time to picking one, I was encouraged to do this by some of my singing friends, and one in particular named Amy Lee. And I started this show about 5 years ago. Sean Turner is my musical director, an incredible pianist. I know that he has played for you as well. And Barbra Streisand is just one that people love from the beginning of her career to her contemporary pieces, songs with the Bee Gees, singing Kenny Loggins songs, A Star is Born, Evergreen, Yentl, and more. And so that's what my show at Chan Hessen Dinner Theater is going to be about.
Okay, so this is all happening at Chan Hessen on April 3rd. Again, like you said, Memories, the music of Barbra Streisand. You have successfully put this show out there, and I expect you to tour it all over the world. Are you considering that?
Well, I'm just starting to tour it in some different cities right now. Of course, we've all had that hiccup musically because of sheltering at home. But we look forward to being able to do this show in more locations. But what I really want is to be able to sing this for my wonderful people in the Twin Cities. And so I'm really looking forward to that. And Chan Hessen Dinner Theater really makes it comfortable to come out and see a show in their theaters. So, you know, I love being at home at Chan Hessen Dinner Theater. So there you go.
Now, I listen to Barbra Streisand, and I don't often hear background singers. You know, some of her biggest hits, maybe, yeah. But not all of her music. You know, she has a lot of solos on her albums. Do I have that right?
Right. I would say that that's very, very true. And the contemporary music that I alluded to, you know, A Star is Born, there were background vocalists as well as with the Bee Gees, needless to say. But the first half of my show is really me and Sean and the band. And I do one duet in that first half. And the second half is solo work for the first four songs. And then the rest of it, I bring singers out to be with me as well as we move forward in her years as a singer. And we do, you know, some of those that classic ones that you would expect to hear. But the solo work, yes, I had a very interesting compliment after I sang this show the last time. And that is that each and every song is a showpiece in itself when you choose to travel through the life and music of Barbra Streisand. So guess what? I have to really take good care of myself to make sure I'm in good voice, because when you pay tribute to someone like that, you can't mess around. You got to do it right. So there you go.
I was at one of your events. Excuse me for interrupting, but at one of your shows, and it wasn't Barbra Streisand, and I heard you with Cookie Coleman, I think it was, when you guys did some Streisand songs. Am I correct about that?
Well,
was it a Streisand?
That was a Bacharach show.
That's it.
Wrote for everybody. That's exactly. So Carpenters, Streisand, so many different people. And there, you know, this has kind of been in my craw to do this particular theme show, Streisand in particular, because she's just so powerful. And the thing that's wonderful about Streisand is she has been a director, an actress, you know, a Grammy Award winning talent. And, you know, there's not many people who can claim that they are an EGOT. And when I was studying up on her, I went, what in the world is an EGOT? Won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. And so there you go. She's just got this great, great depth and breadth of work besides those vocal cords of hers.
Yeah, and that's amazing. There are not many of those. I know Whoopi Goldberg is one and several others, but it's not many people on this earth that has that, what do you call, EGOT? EGOT. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's really quite amazing. And here we are talking about you singing Barbra Streisand when you have sung. How many albums do you have, by the way?
Oh, gosh. My solo albums, I believe I have 5 solo albums, and then I'm also with my family, the Peterson family, for a couple of Christmas albums and also 2 compilation best of Peterson family albums. And so, you know, I feel just so fortunate. I've had a wonderful career as a vocalist in our Twin Cities and elsewhere too. And as you well know, you know, you kind of put your mind at doing something and you create it, and then you can be in charge of what it is you're wanting to say in your life, in your work, in your art. And that's where my joy is.
If there was one place in the United States where you would really want to hit that stage and do this show, what stage would it be?
Oh, my goodness sakes. That is a very hard question to answer. I can't answer it.
Well, the reason I ask...
Carnegie Hall would be one. And
oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, right?
I'm careful. Maybe I'd stay away from California. She lives here. I'm in California right now.
Are you? Oh, my gosh. So are you performing there, or are you just having a vacation?
I have been performing with my sister, but no, I took a month off of winter in Minnesota.
How about that, you lucky duck? You didn't even call to say,
yep,
Darling, come with me.
Well, you know.
I know, trust me.
Place booked already. Come on.
Yeah,
you and I know how much we traveled together. Oh, goodness.
Oh, we had so much fun.
All day roommates. Oh, my gosh. Yep.
We became sisters doing those tours, man. It was great.
Yes, we
just
did.
Just great.
We talked
so
about
let's talk about
under the moon.
Everything. Yeah. I mean, personal. We know each other. So.
We know each other. I know we're trying to be all professional. And
mm-hmm. But we know. We just have a great time. All the dinners we've had and talks. And remember the trip that we went on? It was a long way away. Where were we? Was it Hawaii?
We went to Hawaii together.
Hawaii.
And it was 8 hours. And Michelle Barber Brindisi was with us. 8 hours flew by so fast we couldn't believe
fast.
It. And we were in the middle of the back of the plane. It was those big jumbo flyers, 3 seats, 5 seats, 3 seats. And we did not care. We were having the best time getting to know each other and talking about life. This is the joy of being around Geralyn Steele, is you want to embrace life when you're around you. So I'm turning it around because I just love you so much.
I love you too, woman. Let's talk about your background singers, because these are friends of yours. This is like part of your family. There's Mary Jane Alm on vocals, and who else?
Amy Lee, who is a friend who we've been singing in this, but I have never worked with her in another configuration. She's got such a beautiful voice. And oh, by the way, is a dead ringer vocally for Karen Carpenter. And she does a show, Rainy Days and Mondays, devoted to Karen Carpenter and Richard Carpenter. And so, I mean, she's incredible. Wayne Anthony, he's a knockoff for Frank Sinatra. He's singing and playing percussion. And they together have worked so hard, and because they're friends, they said, sure, we'll help you do this show. And they are stars in their own right, and they have honored me by doing this show with me. And we do solos together. As a matter of fact, Amy Lee does a Donna Summer song with me. Mary Jane does a Judy Garland song with me. Bee Gees, of course, and Neil Diamond is Wayne Anthony. So, you know, we have so much fun, and it really goes by fast.
Yeah,
really,
it's a smoking set, and I'm looking forward to hearing all about those that'll get a chance to go. I'm hoping I can make it there on April 3rd, but it's not clear. So I'm just trying to see if I can change something on my schedule. But wow, Patty, this is so awesome that you're doing this show, and you've done it for how long again?
I'm going to say about 5 years we put this show together. Sean Turner did the arrangements and orchestrations, and this is how incredible music and musicians are. I have 2 keyboard players who handle the whole orchestra, mm-hmm. and I have a wonderful bassist. So it's Phil Cotitolo, and Sean Turner, then Ryan Butler's on bass, Peter Hennick on the drums. And my brothers were up in a booth at Chan Hassan the last time I did, and they said, it's just amazing how they sound like the record. And that's thanks to Sean Turner.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. Well, tell them all I said hello, especially Sean. Give him a hug for me. Congratulations.
I sure
tell
will.
Us where people can get the tickets.
It's very easy. ChanhassanDT.com. So dinner theater, ChanhassanDT.com. And what you want to look for is the concert series. I'm not only doing this show, I'm also doing another one on the 24th. With Lori Dokken, the women's show, and it's called the Mother of All Rat Pats. What if women were the Rat Pack? So, I
love
it. A little bit of time. I know a little bit of time at Chan Hassan Dinner Theater in April, but I'm really hoping people will come out and join me and come and meet me after the show, April 3rd. And it is just so much fun to do this show for everyone. Can't wait to see it. And, you know, I want you to be in my audience whenever you can make it, Geraldine. Show starts at 7 o'clock.
All right, honey, look for me. It's called Memories, the Music of Barbara Streisand. You know I love you, sis.
That's right. I love
Thanks
you,
Thanks for
too,
having you on,
you
honey.
So
I love
much.
It.
Love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye. All right, we're coming up with our next guest in just a moment, so stay tuned. Welcome back to Center Stage. I am so excited to introduce to you Katie Burke. She's the executive director of an organization called Team Women Minnesota. Seriously, they are incredible. Katie, it's great to have you join us tonight. First of all, tell us a little bit about Team Women.
Hi, Geraldine. It's so great to talk to you tonight, Geraldine. Thanks so much for having me on your show. And it's been a couple of months since I've seen you last, but Team Women, as you know, we provide leadership development and mentoring for professional women and girls.
Did you say professional women and girls?
I did.
Yes, you did. So tell us a little bit about the girls and how they're involved in having mentors and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. So we have three pillars. We do leadership development, mentoring, and youth empowerment. And through our youth empowerment, we coach girls on confidence, mental wellness, resilience, and leadership. And in our sessions, it's amazing the impact that's made through our expert coaches that come in. And right now we know girls need support. They need strategies for stress management. The last couple of years have been really tough on all of us, and particularly our youth. And, you know, their lives came to a screeching halt. And in some cases, it's continuing the Minneapolis School District's teacher strike that really affects kids continuing on in their education and trying to get back to some sort of normalcy at school. So we spend extra time with kids, teaching them on not only leadership skills, you know, like practicing skills on public speaking, being able to think on your feet, speak, you know, but also just giving them that peer-to-peer support. And by having our small, you know, usually it's about 20 or so girls that come together from all, either if it's virtual, they're all over the world, or it can be in person now. Thankfully, we're back in person, and it can be locally as well.
Now, you have a lot of events coming up. Can you tell us about a few so that people know to look into who Team Women is? I love you guys. I absolutely love this organization. And you have given so much, not just to the women, but to the girls as well. So give us some of the events that are coming up.
Yeah, for sure. And so we've got, through our leadership development, we do about 40 events a year. And they range at all different times of the day because our audience is so, I mean, our community is filled with, you know, directors to CEO level leaders, to managers and individual contributors, to independent entrepreneurs and consultants. We always have people in transition, so it's really broad, and they come from all different industries, from financial services to legal, education, government, and military. And because of that, everybody's schedules are so different, but we know people want to connect. I mean, coming back together is really imperative right now. because 1.8 million women left the workforce during COVID. And so we are showing up for women in a different way, not only professionally and enriching their lives through leadership programming, but also personally to give them that connection and support. I mean, because 42% of women that are in the workforce are reporting that they're burnt out or stressed out. So
that's right. So you've got this Team Women Energy Breakfast coming up. Is it open to the public, and do you still have availability?
No, it's everything's open to the public. So we have an energy breakfast coming up. We have our Young Professional Advisory Board has a roundtable that's coming up on May 12th. That's called Stressed AF with our speaker is Anastasia Galka, and she's a holistic health and wellness expert that will be really helping women, especially our young professionals, navigate the multiple responsibilities that are happening right now at home and also in work. But our leadership conference is by far the best. I mean,
and I want to have you back on to talk about that. I wanted to talk about that more. So I'm going to have you back on because I really want to let people know how much you bring to the table. This is a dear friend of mine, Katie Burke. I've known her not that many years, but she's amazing. Check her out. What is the website?
It's www.teamwomenmn.org.
Perfect.
Also, we have our mentoring program, too, Geraldine.
Well, we've run out of time. I'm so sorry, Katie. I'm so sorry. We've run out of time. But I love you, woman, and I will have you back on. There's way too much more to tell. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks
All right,
so much.
Honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So that's the end of Center Stage. Thank you for sticking and staying. The Mom and Michael Hour is next. Welcome back to Center Stage. I am so excited to introduce to you Katie Burke. She's the executive director of an organization called Team Women Minnesota. Seriously, they are incredible. Katie, it's great to have you join us tonight. First of all, tell us a little bit about Team Women.
Hi, Geraldine. It's so great to talk to you tonight, Geraldine. Thanks so much for having me on your show. And it's been a couple of months since I've seen you last, but Team Women, as you know, we provide leadership development and mentoring for professional women and girls.
Did you say professional women and girls?
I did.
Yes, you did. So tell us a little bit about the girls and how they're involved in having mentors and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. So we have three pillars. We do leadership development, mentoring, and youth empowerment. And through our youth empowerment, we coach girls on confidence, mental wellness, resilience, and leadership. And in our sessions, it's amazing the impact that's made through our expert coaches that come in. And right now we know girls need support. They need strategies for stress management. The last couple of years have been really tough on all of us, and particularly our youth. And, you know, their lives came to a screeching halt. And in some cases, it's continuing the Minneapolis School District's teacher strike that really affects kids continuing on in their education and trying to get back to some sort of normalcy at school. So we spend extra time with kids, teaching them not only leadership skills, you know, like practicing skills on public speaking, being able to think on your feet, speak, you know, but also just giving them that peer-to-peer support. And by having our small, you know, usually it's about 20 or so girls that come together from all, either if it's virtual, they're all over the world, or it can be in person now. Thankfully, we're back in person, and it can be locally as well.
Now, you have a lot of events coming up. Can you tell us about a few so that people know to look into who Team Women is? I love you guys. I absolutely love this organization. And you have given so much, not just to the women, but to the girls as well. So give us some of the events that are coming up.
Yes, for sure. And so we've got, through our leadership development, we do about 40 events a year. And they range at all different times of the day because our audience is so, I mean, our community is filled with you know, directors to CEO level leaders to managers and individual contributors to independent entrepreneurs and consultants. We always have people in transition. So it's really broad and they come from all different industries, from financial services to legal, education, government, and military. And because of that, everybody's schedules are so different, but we know people want to connect. I mean, coming back together is really imperative right now, because 1.8 million women left the workforce during COVID. And so we are showing up for women in a different way, not only professionally and enriching their lives through leadership programming, but also personally to give them that connection and support. I mean, because 42% of women that are in the workforce are reporting that they're burnt out or stressed out. So
that's right. So you've got this Team Women Energy Breakfast coming up. Is it open to the public, and do you still have availability?
No, it's everything's open to the public. So we have an energy breakfast coming up. We have our Young Professional Advisory Board has a roundtable that's coming up on May 12th. That's called Stressed AF with our speaker is Anastasia Galka, and she's a holistic health and wellness expert that will be really helping women, especially our young professionals, navigate the multiple responsibilities that are happening right now at home and also in work. But our leadership conference is by far the best. I mean,
and I want to have you back on to talk about that. I wanted to talk about that more. So I'm going to have you back on because I really want to let people know how much you bring to the table. This is a dear friend of mine, Katie Burke. I've known her not that many years, but she's amazing. Check her out. What is the website?
It's www.teamwomenmn.org.
Perfect.
Also, we have our mentoring program, too, Geraldine.
Well, we've run out of time. I'm so sorry, Katie. I'm so sorry. We've run out of time. But I love you, woman, and I will have you back on. There's way too much more to tell. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks
so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So that's the end of Center Stage. Thank you for sticking and staying. The Mom and Michael Hour is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? I'm Candace Dillard Bassett, and you may know me from my time on The Real Housewives of Potomac or as a part of the latest cast of The Traitors.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus.
On our podcast, Undomesticated, we don't just say the quiet parts out loud. We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you into the chaos.
If you're ready for bold takes, real talk, and a little fun, come join us.
Listen to and follow Undomesticated, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.